Lisa.
I saw that the Lord had placed in your hand an enormous potato peeler. You had this enormous potato peeler and you were peeling. And you were getting the outer surface out of the way and getting to the inside. And the Lord says that you've used your anointing well. You're not a surface person. You never have been. You're about the deep things of the Spirit. And that's where you live. And that's what you know. And that's what you impart to others. And that's what you teach. And the body has been blessed by your instruction, by your prophetic impartation. But most importantly, God is highlighting the fact that you are a model. And you model to the body of Christ the deep things of the Spirit. That gift of discerning of spirits that God has given you is so sharp and accurate. You've used it well. I sense the seasons coming where God is going to let those that you've been over begin to rise up in that same anointing. They're receiving that impartation. So even as you've been teaching it and imparting it, I sense a joy and an excitement up ahead that you're going to begin to recognize and say, they're getting it. They're seeing it. And all of a sudden I'm hearing popcorn, like pop, 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 pop. People that were kernels and like would not step into the next phase suddenly pop into that next level of maturity. And the Lord says, you have really trained up and you are training up a group, a company of discerners, such as yourself. Your joy has been in the deep things. But now you're, this season, God says, your joy will be in recognizing those that have been under you in the deep things. In developing and growing and imparting and releasing the deep things. And I'm seeing you walking through the book of Psalms. I'm seeing you like you're going on this walk in the book of Psalms. God says, I'm going to give you such insight to Psalms in the season of your ministry. You're going to see things that you couldn't see before, connect things you couldn't connect. You're going to come out of there giving psalm readings everywhere you go. You'll be like, here, you know, everywhere you go, I just feel like God's going to bring Psalm 118. God's going to bring Psalm 24. You're just going to minister out of Psalms in just a new way. There's a veil he's removing to bring these new prophetic proverbs that are going to come forth from the book of Psalms. It's just amazing. You've shepherded God's sheep. You've watched over their souls. You've cared for them. You've been up in the night season praying when no one else has seen it. You've prayed. You've given you've sacrificed of yourself. You've given of your time. You've done all those things. And God says, I've seen it all. And none of it escapes my sight. I see it. And the Lord says, you've responded to that. You've responded to that call. You've stepped into that place where you were needed. Well done. The anointing is increasing. I'm seeing like God bringing out this new oil that's about to flow from your life. This new oil is about to be released. It's almost like oil 2.0, if there's such a thing. Like you've known anointing. What's that? It's like you've known oil. You've known unknown anointing. But a new thing is going to be released. It's going to overtake you, bring you joy. It's going to be recognized. It's going to be noticed. Because you are in inner season. A company of discerners. And the Lord says, even now you're going to have more insight into the work of the angelic ministry. Very balanced, not stuff that we hear about, with wisdom and balance. But you're going to get new understanding of that ministry. And God says, I want you to teach that forth. I want you to impart that understanding of how important that is to the work of the Lord. And that's something that's going to be released through you as well in this season. So well done, woman of God. You've been called to the deep things. You've stayed in the deep area. And now even those around you are stepping into that place as well.
So I've known you for a long time.
I have strong opinions about you. But that doesn't prevent me. Oh, no, it's good. That doesn't prevent me from speaking to you the Word of God. Because the bread of God will not be withheld from you in any measure. And God says, first, amen. You need to listen to Hector's stuff, word about, you know, a bunch of times. Second, God gives me a vision of you like a bird, a seagull flying over whales, and you're dropping big oysters down on the rocks and they're cracking open. And the birds and whales are coming to eat from it. But I know that's the word, that's you bringing the Word of God. And it was in a shell that is fully and concisely defined. Not sloppy, not some broad, vague thing, but God has brought you into a season where He is clarifying the Word of God and making it so specific it can be broken down into nuggets or an oyster and taken and dropped on the hard places of whales where it will become food for many. I see the birds of whales just coming and eating the oysters out of the cracked pieces. And you're going to do that. So this is a season also when God is just taking all the scripture, all the experience, everything, and focusing these things down into very specific, clearly defined points. It's new. It's different. And He's doing that because He's going to make it portable in the extreme. You able to go anywhere and give the Word of God anywhere at any time and have it be clear and understandable, and they're also portable to the people who hear it. They can take it with them. So this is a definition of a teacher's call in this time. That's who you are. And God is summing up. So you've gone through whatever it is you've gone through. He's connected scriptures and experiences and put things together for you in a very clear and precise way. That's exciting. And that smells to me like, if it's not a book, I don't know what it is. But it smells like a book or an extensive, highly sophisticated series of blogs or something. But it smells too much like that for me not to say it. That in addition to the going, God's going to give you a way to replicate the teaching so it can be spread out digitally, exploded out across the internet. Okay? That's two. Three, God's going to give you three homes. I can't understand this, but I know God's going to give you three homes. He's going to give you one here, but there are two in other places. And they're going to be places, and it's going to be sort of like you being able to go into one. It's your home. You leave and go somewhere else, but it's your home. The Holy Spirit will have to show you what that means. Or maybe you'll just walk into it one day and go, oh, and somebody's going to say to you, this is your home. But in three places, I think one here, but there are at least two where somebody's going to say to you, this is your home. Here are the keys. Whenever you're here, it's yours. Okay? It'll be a sign to you. And it's also going to be a sign you can relax. And that wherever you are, the grass is going to grow. It's going to be green and flowers are going to come up all around you. Wherever you are, no matter what Satan says, no matter how barren it may appear, when you come in, flowers will begin to grow up. And this is true in an allegorical way, but it's also going to be literally true. You'll see it. In a place where people walk, where there is nothing and never been anything, flowers are going to spring up right among the stones when you're there. It'll be God's sign to you.
So get glad that you're
us, didn't it? So great. People around here really respect you. And it doesn't take a prophet to see that, because everybody talks about you, and it's always good.
Here and in North Carolina.
And in North Carolina. And that's a wonderful thing, because among other things, it means that you don't have to convince people to listen to you. Like when you speak, there's the authority of credibility behind it, because people know you and they already respect you and they already want to hear what you have to say. And that's a really wonderful, comforting feeling. I know you know there's a but coming. But God is sending you to foreign circles. Circles of people that don't know you, where you are the foreigner to them. And it's going to stretch you in ways that you haven't had to be stretched for a long time. And it's going to require you to dig deeper into your gifting than you've had to dig before. And it's not that you haven't dug deep before. It's that this really is a new thing. And it's going to feel a little uncomfortable. And I see that you have this big filing cabinet full of stuff God's shown you over the years. Teaching, wisdom from experience, wisdom from straight from the Holy Spirit, insight into God, insight into people, into how church works and what makes people fall apart, the mistakes people make. You've seen all of it. It's all in this big filing cabinet. And I see Jesus coming up and for a season just locking it. And that, so you're not going to be able to reach back into what you already know, aside from the essentials, right, who God is, but into these things that you would normally go, oh, I have a teaching for that. Or, oh, I know a thing. I've taught on this before. Or I've encountered this before. Here's what God wants to say to you. You're going to reach back and it's going to be like, why won't the drawer open? I need to. And God's putting you in that place. Because what you're going to discover is new insights, new gifts that you haven't explored before. That in that moment of discomfort, of feeling God restricting you, and encountering things you haven't seen before, that you're going to discover this new exciting stuff. And then when you get through that season, God's going to say, add it to the file cabinet. And I think from that's going to come some really cool stuff. And so there's some mild discomfort in where God is sending you, but it's going to be good for you and good for the kingdom.
Oh,
I almost forgot. God showed that he's going to give you an encounter with that's going to sort of mirror Jesus' encounter with the Gerasene demoniac, where Jesus goes in the first time he touched down in Gentile territory. He goes to, there's the worst, messed up guy in town comes running out to meet him. Like, that's the welcoming committee. Is this crazy guy running, probably naked and insane and full of demons, running up to Jesus. Jesus casts the demons out of him into the pigs, never leaves the beach. And the man goes back and he becomes the first missionary into Gentile territory. Long before Paul went, the Gerasene demoniac went. And he was no longer the Gerasene demoniac, he was a missionary. And God's going to give you people like him, that he anoints you to set free in the name of Jesus. And that you will even pray for before you meet. He'll show you who they are. He'll show you their face before you meet them. And before they say a word, you'll know what to say and what to pray. And they will be set free. And then you will quietly get back in the boat. Jesus didn't go any further. It's amazing. He just gets back in the boat and goes back. And leaves this one guy that everybody was afraid of and now sees the change. And God's going to give you, it'll be like planting treasure in various places around the world, that no one knows who planted it. No one knows how the tree got there, but it grew up and bore fruit and became a covering for all these people for the kingdom of God. Churches will be planted through people that you minister to. And no one will know but you, God. It's a beautiful thing. It's an orchard God's going to raise up around the world because you planted seeds quietly and just got back in the boat. So I want to pray and ask God to show you even now as you're praying into Wales and beyond that he will show you individual people prophetically that you would see and know how to minister to that would be like that. So God, I just pray that you would open up heaven to Lisa. Show her the faces. Show her the faces, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Lord, you are so good. We thank you for the apostolic teacher, the gift you've placed within Lisa. Lord, we thank you that this is the fruitful decade you have been preparing her for. Lord, we say the doors will now open and every seed that Lisa has sown into the heavens will now not just germinate, but it will be like Aaron's rod. It will bring forth mature fruit, and the generations will begin to minister out of the anointing that rests upon Lisa. Lord, we send Lisa, because her soul prospers in you, to prosper in everything she puts her hand to and see your kingdom expanded in the nations of the earth. In Jesus' name.